Joining us now in our studio is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Thanks, Jeff. How are you doing?
Thanks for coming in. You've got, it was recently announced that you have, your company, I should say, has won a couple of Reggie Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really sure what that is, but when you start winning awards, that's always a cool thing. What is? Tell us what a Reggie Award is.
Well, so my dad started building in the early 1970s in the Twin Cities. And so we've always been a builder that has been in the Parade of Homes, which is a metro-wide 13-county marketing event in the spring and fall. But once a year in the fall, you can enter the Reggie Awards, which means that you're in the Parade of Homes, but you're being judged by your peers. But it's by price category. So there's 14 awards that are given out of nearly 300 homes that are out there. And we entered two homes this fall, and we won our third and fourth Reggie Award in recent history. My dad had won a bunch of them back in the 70s and 80s. But
wow, now that's a cool thing. Is it? It tells what the criteria is. You'd mentioned that each price group has awards given out. What are the criteria? Is it just quality of building and innovation, or?
Yeah, it's all those things. So there's mm-hmm. a questionnaire that they have to fill out. So everything from price range, value, to fit and finish, to innovation in the garage, even. So there's just a lot of different criteria that fits into that. So.
And there's probably people out there wondering, have those houses been sold yet, those award-winning houses?
Yeah, actually, sometimes this has been a common thing, is we frequently use a house that's already sold mm-hmm. in the Parade of Homes. So both of these homeowners chose to delay their move-in by 5 weeks, mm-hmm. and then we were able to use their homes. So, so those were homes were actually sold before they were started. But that was the one in Elko and the one in Dundas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you've got two that are local here as well. Now, you also have some projects I know that are that you're working on right now, right here in Northfield. You can tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the one in Dundas is we're closing out. We just have a few lots left in there. So that's the Cannon River Valley Estates. And then we are in full swing up in the Hills of Spring Creek neighborhood, which mm-hmm. is on the east side of town, up by the water tower off of Jefferson Parkway. We have about 10 lots left in there, full-size single-family lots. And then we have a brand-new subdivision in Dundas called Tower Heights. And there's about 30 lots in there, and we have about a third of those. There's a couple other builders in there as well. Sometime really soon, I'm hoping to announce another single-family neighborhood that'll have some heavily wooded lots in the mm-hmm. Northfield School District, which are something that doesn't happen very often in Northfield, is to have heavily wooded lots. So
yeah, that is...
We're a farming community.
Yeah, exactly. It has been kind of torn down through the years, but they have... you brought in a little, I don't know, flyer or something that has a picture of the Reggie Awards. It's kind of cool. That looked good in the trophy case.
Yeah. Well, because we build homes, we have this beautiful cabinetry in our conference room, and we can put the Reggie Awards in there. But, it's awards are a funny thing. They're really meaningful to the people that enter them and receive an award. Mm-hmm. But sometimes to the outsider, it's like, oh, that's nice. They won an award. but it's kind of a big deal. You work really hard and you plan for, up to a year sometimes, and you build this house and you decorate it and you furnish it and you market it. And there's been times where we thought, oh, this one is so great. We'll probably win a Reggie Award. But in this case, especially the house in Dundas, it was kind of interesting. It was really just a really great, affordable, well-built house, but it wasn't a dazzling house, mm-hmm. like a dream house. It was a house that a lot of people can afford. It was, in the $400,000 range, one level house with, zero steps and roll-in showers, that universal design, mm-hmm. the thing that we've been talking about before.
Yeah. Now, is that the one that we did a remote with you about a year or so ago?
It was right next to that.
Right next to it. Okay.
Yeah. So that was kind of the original version mm-hmm. where we went big. And so the original one had three bedrooms, and it had a four-season porch and a screen porch mm-hmm. and almost 2,000 square feet finished. What we found is that some people want the bigger house, but a lot of people, especially if they're If they're a senior or maybe they're single, that we can do a two-bedroom plus den in two bath. If that's maybe 1,500 square feet, and we can keep it, you know, under 500,000 with a lot of really great quality. And so that seems to be more of the sweet spot for a lot of people, is to keep it in a price range where maybe the house they're selling is similarly priced. They don't have to put a lot of cash into it.
Yeah. All right, cool stuff. And the coolest part is that this is, you're recognized by your peers into doing this. They understand, and those are, you know, who knows building more than builders.
Right. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's really a couple of cool awards for you. Some great recognition, Paul. Thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for following us.
All right. Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers.